Many children dream of becoming astronauts, and some of them go to the school where commentator Daniel Ferry teaches.
As I walked into the pod after eighth period the other day, I almost stepped on something that looked familiar. A rubber band, a balsa fuselage, and a plastic propeller assembly, just like the ones on my airplanes from so many summers back. But there were no wings. Instead, the fuselage was attached to a string which was running between two chairs. Students were trying to design a rubber band-powered air scooter which could go the farthest along the string with the least number of winds. Cool. I, of course, started getting in the students' way, asking questions and giving advice till their teacher came over to rescue. She and I chatted a few moments, and then she took a few steps away and crooked her finger for me to follow. She had the seventh grade science book under her arm. She said, "Would you look at this picture?" I looked. It was taken inside NASA's weightless simulation vehicle, which the astronauts called a vomit comet. Floating in the center of the picture was a young Asian woman who looked not much older than our students. Her huge smile was ringed by a halo of black hair waving with zero gravity abandon. My first reaction was to smile in response to the joy on the young woman's face, but then my smile froze. This was Tuesday. The Space Shuttle Columbia had come apart on reentry that Saturday. I remembered that one of the crew had been a young Asian woman. I looked up at the other teacher in horror and asked, "Is that..." "Yeah. I just noticed it this morning. I'm trying to warn all the teachers so they can be prepared if students ask about it. Do you think the textbook company will keep the picture in the next edition?" "I don't know." After school, I walked past a student who was having trouble with her locker, so I stopped to help. I asked her name. She said, "Anjali." I said, "Oh, what a pretty name. You know, my wife and I just had a daughter, and one of the names we thought of for her was Angela. It means angel." She said, "That's pretty, but my name is different. It doesn't mean angel. It means gift. It means a special kind of gift." "Oh?" "I'm Indian. I mean, my family is from India, and in our language from India, Anjali means a special kind of gift, a gift for the dead." "You mean a gift like an offering?" I asked. "Like an honor," she said. "It's like a gift to remember them with." She smiled, and I said, "Well, thanks, Anjali. When you go home, you can tell your parents that today you taught a teacher something." She giggled and headed for the buses. Pictures are selected for textbooks for many reasons, some of them good and some not. As a gift, an offering for those gone, I hope we keep her image there as a gift of memory, that young woman with the halo of hair. A memory of how happy one person was to be doing something she loved.
Daniel Ferry comes to us by way of Chicago Public Radio.